So the first thing that out for me with regard to that is that what manifests first is the fat and the beautiful, and then the lean and the ugly come next. So in terms of a general principle, that speaks to the idea that what is of the word is taken in first, and then what is opposed to it is revealed. Then when you go through to the actual event of Joseph handling or managing the famine, it becomes illustrated there in the sense that there is a taking in of huge amounts of goods and truths, if you like, and then there is the famine. And it's as the famine comes in that those things that are taken in are redistributed according to need and in proportion. So what struck me about that image is that it's a very different relationship to goods and truths when you're taking them in abundance, when you're in a state of abundance and self-satisfaction, to when you receive truths that sustain you in a famine. Your relationship to them is very, very different. So in the intake phase, there's a lot of self still involved. But in the distribution phase, there's a realization that you are dependent on the Lord. And as truths are received, you know, if you receive a principle when you're in a state of famine that meets something in you, then that principle is a living thing for you. Whereas when you're just taking things in abundance, like memory knowledge is, it's not so much so. It can be exciting, but your relationship is very different to them. So that's kind of the imagery that once the things of the word have been put in place by the Lord who indraws them and protects them. So that's provision due to foresight for what's going to be required when the work really kicks in for a person. And they come to see their identifications as with the proprium. So we go through this process of being dismembered in a sense so that we can be remembered into a form that is, you know, able to hold the things of the word in place.